In due time, he learned that he could use this guttural noise to warn his fellow beings whenever danger threatened, and he gave certain little shrieks which came to mean, "There is a tiger," or "Here come five elephants." Then the others grunted something back at him, and their growl meant, "I see them," or "Let us run away and hide." And this was probably the origin of all language. But, as I have said before, of these beginnings we know so very little. Early man had no tools, and he built himself no houses. He lived and died, and left no trace of his existence, except a few collar-bones and a few pieces of his skull. These tell us that many thousands of years ago the world was inhabited by certain mammals who were quite different from all the other animals, who had probably developed from another unknown ape-like animal, which had learned to walk on its hind legs and use its forepaws as hands, and who were most probably connected with the creatures who happened to be our own immediate ancestors. It is little enough we know, and the rest is darkness.